I now have the Solos glasses. I also have the Meta glasses. So I'm going to kind of do a introduction to them and also between the two. What happens is the Solos glasses look like a set of general sunglasses. They're somewhat like the style of the Meta Ray-Bans, probably I'll say a little bit bigger. They have batteries in the arms and they work with an app on your phone called Ally, which the voiceover usually calls it Ally. So they charge, there's a charging cable that you receive with them, and it's a little magnetic charging cable, and you slide it down one of the, just slide it down along the arm of the left arm of the glasses, and it just, when it gets to that inside point where the little magnetic clips clip in, it just grabs it and does it. So it's pretty easy to use. Now what I've done is I've made some recordings, and I just use the Victor Reader Stream, and I use some binaural microphones that I have that you can fit right on your ears. I made them right with the glasses on. I've done some recordings of reading pages with the Solos and also with the Metas, reading plastic medicine bottle type of thing, and I've done some food. Oh, and I also did outside looking into my living room. Okay, I have the Solos glasses in my hand. I'm gonna open them up and put them on. Now I hold a button on the side.
Power high.
It says power high. Here we go.
Connected.
I go to my phone. Open Ally.
Ally. Solo glasses status connecting ellipsis button. Tap to view details. Call Tom button. Solo glasses status connected. Battery 100% button. Tap to view details.
Okay, I can tap on the glasses twice.
Ally button.
Prepared and at your
tap to unmute button.
Hello there, Tom.
Good day, Margaret. Ready to assist.
Can you look and tell me what you see?
Let me take a look.
The phone's vibrating.
Your phone vibrating likely indicates an incoming call, message, or notification. Would you like me to help you check what it is?
No, no, thank you. Would you look and tell me what you see?
Let me take a look.
Tom, can you look and tell me what you see in front of the camera?
Let me take a look. The scene is a cozy living room, seen from a camera at about waist height. The wall behind is a warm beige. A floral pattern sofa runs along the left side with three cushions, two burgundy purple and one floral. A framed painting of a rural scene, a barn and white fence, hangs above the couch. To the right of the sofa, a tall chrome floor lamp with an angled shade stands near a small coffee table cluttered with papers and small items. On the far right, a large flat screen TV sits on a wooden entertainment console with various electronics. A round black framed wall clock is mounted high on the wall near the TV. A floor speaker and a subwoofer are on the floor in front of the TV unit, with some cables and other items around them. The ceiling features a dark colored ceiling fan glade visible at the top. The overall lighting is dim, suggesting ambient room light rather than direct illumination, rather than direct illumination.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Margaret. If you need anything else, just let me know.
Power off.
Okay, there we go there.
Understood. Feel free to...
Now I have the Meta glasses on. Hey, Meta. Can you look and tell me what you see?
I see a living room with a couch, coffee table, TV, and other furniture. There is also a person sitting on the floor in the foreground.
Are you sure there's a person on the floor?
I see a person's legs and hands in the foreground, likely sitting on the floor.
Well, sitting in a chair. All right, Meta.
It appears that someone...
Can you tell me what's on the painting?
The painting appears to be a landscape with a building or structure in the background, possibly a barn or a house.
So can you tell me if the coffee table is neat?
The coffee table appears to have some items on it, but it doesn't seem overly cluttered. There are a few things like books, papers, and other small objects, but overall, it looks relatively tidy.
All right. Thank you very much. The Metas, I have a description, but I'm not going to really go through that. They can describe things generally, but they don't do such a detailed description. And you can tell the glasses give me discrete description. All right. So I'm going to go on to the next thing I did here.
Okay. Now I'm going to do some reading. And I've got cardboard. Piece of paper sent in the mail, and I still have my Metas on. So I'm going to say, hey Meta, can you look and read the piece of cardboard paper in front of the camera? Hey Meta, can you look and read what's on the page in front of the camera?
The page says, Massachusetts State Retirement Board, Board Election, 2025. The Massachusetts State Retirement Board is conducting an election for one of the two elected positions on the five-member board. The elected member will serve a three-year term without compensation beginning January 2026. As a qualified member of the Massachusetts Employees Retirement System, you are entitled to vote by mail, telephone, or online methods. These of one state vote to entitled RU system. Retirement employees review the candidate information on the back of this form before you make a selection. You may vote by one method for one candidate. Vote online. One, go to www.mswavevote.com to enter your election code and voting PIN. See below 3, follow the on-screen instructions, vote by telephone, 1 dial toll-free, 888-272-49532. Follow the automated instructions, 3 when prompted, enter your election code and voting PIN. See below, vote by mail, 1 detach and complete the ballot below 2 affix postage and place the card in the mail. No envelope is required. 3. Your ballot must be postmarked by November 28th, 2025. Please allow for postal delivery to New York. Your ballot must be received December 4th, 2025. Telephone voting ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on November 28th, 2025.
An interesting thing there is it got as you would see, it got everything, except that there also was my address was on the top of that page. It did not read my address, my name and address, but everything else it got fine. You would have counted an extra number. The extra number was in the, was actually the two in the list of items to be completed. There was one, and then that's the phone number. And then the deed said two, but the two ran into the phone number. So you would think that it gave you 11 numbers instead of 10. All right, so now we're going to go to the solos and read the same thing.
Yeah, the same cardboard paper. Heavy solos glasses on.
Power high. Connected.
Tap to unmute. Button.
Prepared and at your service.
Hello there, Tom. Can you read the card in front of the camera?
Let me take a look. I'll try, but the text is a bit blurred. The only part I can reliably read is the large heading at the bottom of the sheet. Line, State Retirement Board, Board Election 2025. The rest of the card's text is too blurry for a reliable transcription. If you can provide a closer, higher resolution crop of the card, or retake with the card tilted toward the camera and good lighting, I can read more, or even OCR the rest. Tips for a clearer image.
Okay, Tom, can you take another picture and read what's on the card?
Let me take a look.
I'm holding it a little closer. And there's light on in the background.
Understood. Let me know when you're ready for me to read the card again.
Please read the card.
If you want, let me take a look. I can try enhancing, or you can share a higher resolution image.
Tom, can you take another picture and read the card?
Let me take a look. I can't read the card clearly from this image. The photo is a bit blurry, and the card is at an angle, so most of the text isn't legible. What I can make out, in the upper right corner, there is a rectangular USPS postage imprint. I can't take pictures myself. It looks like it says something along the lines of Presort STD US. But I can read the card if you upload a clearer image.
Tom, can you,
if you
try again, take another picture and try to read the card?
Let me take a look. I can't take a new photo, but I can read what's in this image. The card reads something like, First Class Postage Paid, Jacksonville. FL Permit Number 734, if you want a more precise read. Please share a higher resolution crop of the card.
Okay, Tom, can you try one more time? Take a picture and read what's on the card.
Let me take a look.
Okay, now I'm going to stop there. At that point, I don't get any better results. So at this point, I'm not a happy camper. So we'll return to this in a minute. But we're going to go on to medicine bottle.
Hey, Tom. Can you tell me what's in the bottle in front of the camera?
This is the solos.
Let me take a look. A large white plastic bottle is in front of the camera.
Hey, Tom, can you read any of the text on the bottle?
Let me take a closer look at the text on the bottle. Let me take a look. I can only make out part of it. The bottle label shows the brand Calgon or Calgone. The rest of the text is too blurry to read clearly from this image.
If you can provide a closer,
higher resolution crop of the label, I can transcribe it more accurately.
Hey, Tom, can you try it again and take a look and see what's on the in the bottle?
I mean, go closer.
Let me take a look. From the image, the bottle is acetaminophen, paracetamol, 500 milligrams, tablets, brand Care One. It's a common OTC pain reliever / fever reducer. If you're using it, follow the labeled dosing and never exceed the recommended amount. If you're unsure about the dose or interactions, check with a pharmacist or doctor.
Okay, there we go. We'll go into the metas.
Hey, Meta. Can you look and tell me what's in the bottle in front of the camera?
The bottle contains acetaminophen, 500 milligrams capsules. Acetaminophen is a common over-the-counter pain reliever and fever reducer. Please note that I'm not providing health advice, and you should consult a medical professional for any specific health-related questions or concerns.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to food.
Hey, Tom. Oops. Okay, here we go. We got some food here. Hey, Tom. Can you read what's in
Good
the
day.
Can you read what's in the can in front of the camera?
Let me take a look. The can says, Signature brand and whole kernel super sweet corn.
Any other information?
The can also includes a note that it contains no salt added and that it is a product of the USA. Would you like me to identify nutritional details or any other specific information?
Yeah, nutritional details.
I'll check the nutritional details on the can for you. Let me take a look. I can't read the nutrition details from this image. The can is blurred and out of focus, and the nutrition panel isn't visible clearly. If you can retake or crop a close-up of the can's nutrition label, the panel that lists calories, fat, sodium, etc., then I'll read and interpret it for you.
Okay, tips, I've got another carton of frozen food here. Can you read what's on this box?
Let me take a look. It shows 18g protein.
Okay, can you read the other side and tell me what's on the in the box?
Let me take a look. can't clearly read the contents and ingredients from this image. The okay, side of the box is blue.
Can you try from this image? I changed it.
Let me take a look. I can't read any legible text from the frozen food box in this image. The box is blurred and angled, and the text isn't in clear view. If you can provide a sharper photo or crop to just the box and at a straight angle, I'll OCR it for you. Kips, take a close shot of the front label
with
good lighting.
All right, try one more time.
I was never able to get it, but I'm going to go to the Metis because...
All right. Hey, Matt, I've got some food here. Can you tell me what's in the can in front of the camera?
I'd be happy to help, but I don't see anything. I'm a voice assistant.
Can you look? Can you look and tell me what's on in the can in front of the camera?
The can in front of the camera contains whole kernel super sweet corn.
All right, I have some frozen food here.
It appears that you are actually holding a can of corn, okay, not right. Frozen food.
All right, right now I'll change it so you can you look and tell me what's in the frozen food box in front of the camera.
The frozen food box appears to contain a shrimp and rice dish.
All right, any other details you can give?
The box says shrimp fried rice and it needs to be cooked, either in the microwave or pan fried.
Okay, can you read me cooking instructions? Oops.
For microwave, cook for 3 to 4 minutes. For pan frying, heat 1 to 2 tablespoons of oil. Add contents and stir fry for 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hope your shrimp fried rice turns out great.
Okay, at this point, I'm pretty angry with the Solus. And so what I did was this morning I played around with it and I went back and started reading the card. And I brought the camera maybe 2.5 to 3 inches from my face. And here's what I received.
Tommy, there.
Good day, Margaret. How can I assist you today?
Can you look and read what's on the paper in front of the camera?
Okay, preparing to scan. Please point your camera and hold steady. Okay, I have the image. Analyzing it now. Please wait a moment. Margaret M. Gaffney, TTS State Retirement Board, Board Election 2025, Satchesets General Laws, C-10, Section 18, and C-32. The State Retirement Board is conducting on for one of the two elected positions to its 5-member board. The elected member W, without compensation, beginning January 2026. The ballot below qualified as candidates for election. As a qualified member of the M retirement system, you're entitled to vote by one of these methods. Online, telepate, information, on the back of this form before you make a selection. One method for one candidate.
Table detected. This table has 3 columns and several rows. The first column is titled Vote Online, with further instructions not fully visible. The second column is titled Vote by Telephone with the following details. Row 1, dial toll-free 888-272-4953. Row 2, follow the automated instructions. Additional rows and details are not fully visible. The third column is titled Vote by Mail with further instructions not fully visible. End of table.
That is, I've gotten it a lot clearer. I've got a lot more text. I don't have the whole page. It did find my address and put it in there. And it also never got Massachusetts. It never got the M. I've gotten it a little better, but I started using, making the recordings with the paper about, say, a foot away, because that's when I asked in the Zoom meeting with Envision, when I asked Karthik Kannan or how far you're supposed to hold it, that's what he said. I was going on what he specifically told me, because I specifically asked because I was having trouble. My bottom line here is I think the metas are doing very, very well. I think the solos have a way to go. I also, with the solos, I have not changed. You can go in and change the resolution of the camera. You can lower it. I haven't done that. I'll have to see if that makes a difference or not. But in any case, I'm not sure that I want to read my mail using the Meta glasses, because, you know, I have concerns about company Meta reading things that are personally private to me. At least I know with this solos glasses, it goes on a secure server. And, you know, it will get deleted if I don't necessarily export it to their app, the Envision app. And I'm certainly more secure in reading my mail with the Solos glasses than I am with the Meta AI glasses. But the Solos do outperform the Meta in describing a scene. And if you want me to do that, I can do that with the Meta now, but I don't want to take too much of everybody's time. So I'll right now ask any questions or comments.
Let's say that you are like, let's say you're doing some sort of like online lesson, like, you know, like music lesson, and like the teacher's demonstrating something over FaceTime or Zoom. Could you ask the Meta to like describe what they see and what they're doing and if you're doing it correctly?
With the Metas, you probably could do it with Meta Live, but the problem is that I don't know that the Meta Live feature, that we have it for that long of a time. So like your lesson would be like an hour. I don't think we could get an hour's worth of time out of either the Meta or necessarily the Meta glasses yet. Working on that, I have another thing that I'm working on is some of the some of the note-taking presentations, and there is another Windows description, and I'll have to get the name of it, but some of those other things I'm looking at myself. But I don't think we're to a point where those glasses won't do it at all. They don't have any live video. They just have stills. The Meta AI has, with the if you're in the preferred testers or whatever the heck they call it group, you can get the Meta Live, or it may actually be out now, but I don't think you can get it long enough to do a whole hour.
And I don't think even with Meta, it's exact enough, even with the Meta Live, because if you're not in the right positioning, Kelsey, it's not going to see it. So if you need a music teacher to describe what they're doing, that person needs to do more description for you.
Is it actually a movie, or is it actually somebody on Zoom?
No, it would be somebody on FaceTime.
Oh, okay. No, the one I was talking about, thinking about, is there is a description of Windows, a new Windows descriptive thing for movies and YouTube videos, not for FaceTime. FaceTime,
your music teacher should be able to continue speaking with you. And I think you could leave. You know, I will do some research. I know somebody that definitely has them and uses FaceTime for music lessons.
I will make a comment. I was visiting friends in Canada, and I had one of my fully sighted Canadian friend work with the Meta glasses, and he had them navigate him around his house, and they got him around his coffee table, and he got him into the kitchen, and he got him into the refrigerator. The glasses didn't identify all the food correctly. They got the beer right, but they didn't get some of the jars of food correctly. And that we did with video live.
I was really struck by the lag time.
Yes.
On the solos. Oh my gosh. Is that something that they're working to improve? I mean, that would.
Yeah, they're always awesome. They put out a new update. I see beta updates every other day, pretty much, with them. Also, I just did get another email this morning, and what they said was, if you reduce the resolution of the camera, the whole descriptive of the glasses will work faster. But yes, they are very, very slow. To be honest, the Metas are the newest Meta. I have both sets, and I did get the newer Metas.
Is that the $500 one or the $800 one?
No, I paid, $479?
So that's the $500 one, because they come out with two different ones.
Well, see, I didn't get the sports ones.
Are they different?
Yeah, I didn't get the Oakley Vanguards. Yeah. Basically, the Oakleys and the Vanguards are more for sports, and you can also hook them up to Garmins and things like that. They came out with the original Meta, were just Meta Ray-Bans, and then they came out with the second version of the Meta Ray-Bans, which gives you better battery, better camera.
Margaret, okay. Could you say a word about what you were talking about, the privacy with Meta?
If I'm scanning a piece of data, I'm scanning a piece of mail. All right, I'm scanning something that's got a bank account on it, okay? Where's that information go? I know that Envision has said that information goes on, you know, because of the scanning, it goes up to their private servers, scans it, and then it gets deleted, unless you export it. But on Meta, where does it go? I'm kind of concerned with, you know, Meta being the big boys and being security, you know, somewhat security-minded. I don't want to go out a couple of days or weeks or months later discovering that somebody at Meta hacked into my bank account because they read it on a piece of mail that I scanned. I'm still not there yet with them.
Because when you first used your Meta glasses to read your ballot, I think you said that it didn't read your name and address. Is that because it missed it, or is that because Meta?
I don't know. I didn't even know it was there until I got the other one to read it.
You're right. So I wonder if Meta knew not to read that part of it.
Exactly. That is a question. I don't know.
Because I was impressed how you got Meta to read the entire piece of paper, almost the entire thing. Does that work if you've got the first generation of the Meta glasses?
I think the camera is a little better on the second.
Right.
I haven't compared it. I can do that.
Yeah, but what I mean, would it read the entire? I guess my question is, would it
read the entire?
Yeah.
I think they've done some updates. The software updates, the latest ones came to the Meta ones as well.
Okay, good. That was my question, yeah.
I will do that. I did just recharge my Meta ones, so yeah. I will set them up and reread the same page and see what I get. Also, I did have a light on here on the table.
But it seems like a lot of it, too, is just knowing what actually to say.
That's a good point, because did you notice a couple of times it told me that I can't take a photo?
Yes.
Because I didn't say, would you look? I accidentally forgot to say, would you look? And then with the other one, the Solos, I was trying to tell everyone that the phone was vibrating, letting me know that it was doing something. I was trying to say that to let the listeners of the presentation to realize that the phone was vibrating and it was telling me something. But the AI got involved and decided it wanted to tell me what a phone vibration meant.
Did you notice the difference between the first generation and the second generation of Meta?
Yeah, it seems to be a lot faster. I just got these. I haven't had them very long, maybe a week, two. And the other thing, too, is the Metas have Aira where the Solos do not.
The more you practice with your positioning, the more accurate you're going to be, whether you have the first generation or the second generation. I noticed it just in your reading with the second generations. It read more quickly.
Yes, it did.
My understanding is that now that they've got the second generation of Metas out, Meta's going to be creating an SDK that other developers will be able to use. So theoretically then, Aira could get that SDK, and so you wouldn't have to use Meta with Aira through
WhatsApp.
And the first thing that's going to come to that, I believe, is going to be the Seeing AI. And I'm also on that developer list. So what they sent the developers was basically, here are the forms and the framework to be able to set up your equivalent of the app store in the Meta world. So that when, say, developers develop an app, they can charge for their app right through Meta.
It's interesting to point out that perhaps the Meta, quote unquote, knew not to read your address. If that's the case, it knew that was your address, and I'd be very concerned that it now has your address. I kind of wonder if, like when it got the nutrition information from the shrimp fried rice, did it OCR that information, or did it pull it from the web?
I think it pulled it from, I think it knew. I think it knew, it looked at the brand it pulled it from the internet. Yeah,
there was another possible hallucination from Meta too. I forget it was.
Oh, when it didn't think I had the frozen food in my hand.
Yeah.
That's because once again I forgot to say, would you look?
Right. Okay, because it thought you still had the can of corn. Now it's interesting about the one of them identified your acetaminophen as being paracetamol. It's another brand of acetaminophen tablets. It's Tylenol is a brand name, so is paracetamol. But another one didn't identify it as either Tylenol or paracetamol. It just said acetaminophen tablets, and then did it OCR the instructions, or did it go to a website from the FDA and say, you know, here are the generic, you know, use instructions for acetaminophen?
Yeah, Dave, I actually think they both go to the website.
The Meta saw that it was Care One, which would have been CVS, probably where I got it.
Yeah, Care One is CVS's.
It's CVS, so that's CVS's, where I got it.
Acetaminophen, and maybe somewhere else it yanked paracetamol, because I don't think we sell it by that brand in the United States. I think that's a British brand, acetaminophen.
I can check the bottle, because if it's from Canada, it'll have it in French and it'll have it in English.
It could pull from a UPC database too, I suppose.
Do you see that stuff is being pulled from the internet better by Meta or by, you know, the LA stuff? Again, I would have thought when the LA, if it saw the package, it must be distinct enough that it should have known enough to go out and look to see what that rice. Yeah.
I think right now the Meta has it all over the Envision, to be honest.
Ally is European based. They're in what? The Netherlands?
Oh, that's a good point.
They may different things, at least immediately. I'm sure they can avail themselves of whatever they need, but the first thing that would come up would probably be their own, you know, local brands. Yeah. So that would be interesting. I do think the Solos have a ways to go. I think they will perhaps get there eventually with the lag time and some of that other stuff, but I think it's going to be a while.
Meta's still number one to your knowledge, Margaret?
I think at this point that is correct, and I'll say with some caveat that you just have to be careful what you use to read it. I still will use Envision to read my mail. I do have the Envision glasses, and they still do a much better job because they have the OCR of the scanning text without Ally. And that's what I use to read my mail, is Envision glasses with just the scan text.
I couldn't get the Solos glasses to read a couple envelopes yesterday, but when I used Microsoft's Seeing AI, it read them completely and immediately. So that's a good option just with the phone.
Have you tried using Ally without using the glasses, using it straight with the phone camera?
I have, and I haven't had enough good results. And I actually wrote to them in the beta testing group and said, hey, I need this to read my mail, and I don't need a table that tells me, you know, may have so many columns, so many rows, and have some data about such and such. I need all of the details. And their recommendation was to go back and use the scan text on the Envision glasses.
Have they figured out how to have the actual original Envision glasses hook into Ally?
I think it came out full, because I know we went through the beta. I think it's full.
I know when I had a problem, I was supposed to get a ding telling me that it was going to be done, but I haven't heard anything, so I didn't know if they could hook it into the... And you haven't done it. You haven't hooked your Envision glasses into Ally, have you?
Oh, yes, they're hooked up to the Ally. That's what I said.
John, I think you have a choice of both.
I was just curious, if you had hooked it in, is it using the Envision glasses to use Ally, you know, better? Is the camera in the Envision glasses better than the Solo glasses, as far as...
I'll have to do a comparison of it. I can't necessarily say, because I should have done that, but I didn't, because I didn't want to take up too much of everyone's time.
Right,